From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday, and in New York, activists and protesters demanded the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Spokesperson for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about a violation of those agreements. The southeastern Turkish city of Sizre, scene of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against Kurdish militants. Some claim up to 25 civilians were killed in the week-long fight. America's top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, says NATO members must acknowledge the alliance is facing multiple complex threats. NATO's highest military authorities met in Istanbul on Saturday to discuss the support mission in Afghanistan, the threat of Russian aggression on NATO's Eastern Front, and the fight against the Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Huge crane crashed through the ceiling at Friday prayers. Worshippers filled the building just days ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. Head of Saudi's civil defense authority said high winds during a storm caused the collapse. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have targeted military facilities belonging to Houthi rebels and their allies in Yemen. At least 16 people were reported killed in the airstrikes. The raid struck Houthi-controlled areas of the capital city of Sana'a and the southern city of Taiz. Meanwhile, security officials in Taiz said the rebels have increased their attacks against pro-government forces. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions, but if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital, Kiev, to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. United States is expressing outrage at the jailing of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López. The U.S.-trained economist was convicted of inciting violence against the government in an attempt to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. 44-year-old López is founder of the opposition Popular Will Party. President Obama used his weekly address to announce his new college scoreboard aimed at offering insights into the cost and benefits of getting a college degree. The program allows prospective students to find out how much each school's graduates earn and how much debt they will graduate with. The president said it will help students know which schools do the best job preparing them for careers.
There are colleges dedicated to helping students of all backgrounds learn without saddling them with debt. We should hold everybody to that standard. Our economic future depends on it.
New system will also prevent the average earnings of graduates at individual schools using Internal Revenue Service data. Critics have called the system a data dump and leave students with more questions than with answers. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.